Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
Good morning, it's 7:30, and that's time for K1 Tech Talk. Tech Talk, a place where we talk about the latest in technology, whether it's the computer and digital domain, or what most people think of as a phone, that is, something you carry around in your pocket or purse and use as radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Your hosts for K1 Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from IT Village in Dewey. If it's technology, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation, so pick up the phone, whether it's that rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for K1 Tech Talk.
And again, we do invite your phone calls this morning, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936, the numbers to get you on the air for K1 Tech Talk. We're here to talk technology, whether it is your phone, your TV, your car, something I probably didn't even think about yet, but good, nice to have both of our regular hosts in the studio this morning, Charles Miller and Charles Ball.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And Charles Miller, you were telling me you have had a busy week this week.
Oh, tremendously busy. I got in there Monday morning, and it just snowballed. Everything just rolled onto my lap, so I had a really busy week. And it's just been primarily, you know, this is the time of year where people are trying to get ready for spring coming up. They're just getting all their projects in while they can before the projects, you know, expire. And I'm doing the same. You know, I'm running, trying to get my motorcycle fixed because spring's coming, and I hit a deer, so I got to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And so these are things you want to get done before the warm weather hits. Well,
2 wheels, 4 wheels, 18 wheels, it doesn't matter when you hit a deer.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. And I sustained less damage than the bike did. You know, the bike got a little tore up, so I'm going to run in and get it fixed today and see what they can do with it. But as far as the week going, you know, electronics, this is the time of year people are trying to get their stuff repaired. You know, they're going to be out on the trails, and they want to carry their mobile devices with them that got smashed and broken during the wintertime. So I'm on a quest to get them repaired.
Well, sounds like a great deal because we depend so much more on technology, I think, than ever before.
Yes.
And when it, I don't care if it's the stuff in this room or the stuff at somebody's house, when it doesn't work, it's a pain.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we depend on it. We forget sometimes how to go back and do things the way we used to do. Get up and actually physical change the channel on the TV if the remote's not working or whatever it might be. Yeah.
And another thing that was just great about this week is that early in the week I had a customer come in and was asking me some questions, and we got to talking about certain things, and all of a sudden up came the conversation of KWON and the radio show. And he says, you know, I got to hear it the other day because I had so many errands to run that morning. He says, and Saturdays are my day to run. Mm-hmm. And he said, I downloaded an app. They actually have an app for KWON.
Right.
And you can go in there on the app store, download that. And he says, and I had my phone, laid it on the seat, and I listened to the whole program you guys had on my phone.
Well, and it's a brand new upgrade to the app, by the way. If you're carrying the app, maybe you downloaded it previously. I hope that your device automatically reminds you that there is an update, regardless of what style of device you're carrying, and you take the upgrade. It's got some neat features for you.
It does, and boy, I got to listen to the show a couple times when I was out and about last week, and it was just kind of a nice thing. I didn't know that app existed.
Well, so however you download your apps, Google Play or the Apple Store, either way, go get it and check it out.
Yes.
Follow us along. Well, that's a little bit of an intro with Charles Miller. Charles Mall, you had, I understand, an equally busy week this week.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot of stuff going on right now as far as getting people kind of upgraded and going down the street because it's like you say, you run into these little blocks, these roadblocks, so to speak, and when you get on going down the road, you sure don't want to see those.
No.
But they happen. And that's why I try to focus on helping people get past those roadblocks without having to call somebody else if it's something trivial. because there's so many things that you can do. And
I'm not sure there is such a thing as a trivial roadblock on technology anymore.
That's true.
They cause a major problem.
But there's some things that you can do something about. So creating kind of that self-help environment is what I try to promote.
Yeah, reboot the thing. See if that does it.
Yeah, it's a start. It's a start.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some of those problems and, of course, help you solve some of your problems technology-wise if you have one going on at your house or in your car or, for that matter, at work. If you want to talk about work, give us a call. 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936. Tech Talk continues in just a moment.
Bank is ready when you are. Whether you need us once a week or once a year, American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all of your financial needs. From the basic checking account for your graduate going off to college, to investing in your business by allowing us to help you with your commercial real estate loan, or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through our in-house investment center, we are fully equipped to go the distance for you. It's simply better banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
ABS Performance is a complete automotive repair and service shop. Owned and operated by David and Anita Miller, they understand the needs of their customers and treat them as individuals. With that understanding, they pride themselves on providing their customers with honest advice and quality repairs on every vehicle they service. They repair only what's necessary and never pressure you into getting additional work done. ABS has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment so they can find and fix the problems. Maintenance to your vehicle is necessary to retain its value, safety, and dependability. They take your family's safety seriously, as if it were their own. ABS Performance looks forward to seeing you, both as a customer and a friend. For vehicle repairs and service, see ABS Performance at 3917 Price Road in Bartlesville. Phone 918-333-4420.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. The numbers to get you on the air for K1 Tech Talk. And let's go back to Charles Miller. We started the program with you. Solutions for problems that you're working on this week. What's going on?
Well, I did develop a new idea on working on iPhones, mm-hmm. Because I get so many of those in here right now, and I'm working on screen repair a lot of times. But some of the screen repair problems we've been encountering, people just, they assume that just because their screen's broken that's all that needs to be replaced. A lot of times when you open these phones up, there's a lot of damage. I had one guy that ran over his with his diesel pickup truck. And, of course, the phone works. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. These things are resilient, but it does work. But over the course of repairing his screen in the last week, he's developed other issues that have followed. And, there's just micro technology on there. Some of the capacitors are the size of the head of a needle.
Yeah.
And if those break off, or they can be loosened during the damage, but won't fall off until, several weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things can add up into a lot of repairs. So you got to kind of think, okay, if you've really dropped this hard or you've run over it with a car, maybe it's not just a screen repair I'm going to need. I probably ought to get a new phone.
Yeah, that's phones are not cheap by any means, but when you talk about miniaturization of components, it just compounds the problem because I really think engineers should be forced to work on the things they design before they let anybody build it. But anyway, it's just a matter of being able to get your hands or your tools or whatever in there to do the work.
Yeah.
And it becomes, is this economical to repair?
Well, some of it is not. And when you get into micro technology that small, at my level of work, mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because some of these things, like I said, are the size of a head of a needle. You're going to have special equipment to get down and do it. But the average components, that are in a phone,
mm-hmm.
some of the stuff is easy to repair.
It's made board swappers out of a lot of repair people, though. Yeah,
but boy, the main board in your phone costs the entire price of the phone. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole heartbeat of the phone.
Right.
And there's so much technology wrapped up in that. That's why, again, one of the guys that I I'm friends with said, man, phone repair, that should be simple. But he doesn't realize that these are not just phones anymore. These are supercomputers in your hand. Mm-hmm. This is a $600 phone.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, $75 Walmart phone. This is a very expensive piece of equipment, and there's a lot of technology in there. So when you get into repair, you're talking lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize, why is it so expensive to get my phone fixed? Well, the smarter your phone is, the more technology is in there, it's going to cost you to get it repaired.
Well, and the phone companies, they give us all kinds of incentives because they are asking us to sign up for a two-year contract or whatever it is, that the price typically we pay for a phone is not the value of that phone if you were just to go out and go to XYZ phone store and actually buy at retail price.
Exactly. And, you know, AT&T has changed their policy on that now. They're not doing the contracts anymore.
Right.
They have the Next program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to go in and actually pay the value of the phone now.
Right.
And they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
Who's
and I think other companies are going to move that direction. Others that I've you know got a couple of acquaintances that work for phone companies, and that's kind of what they're seeing in the background is more of that move toward getting away from the, you know, we'll give you the phone for a penny, but you got to sign up for the contract or whatever the incentive is.
Yes, and I'm one of these type of people that personally I look at if I have something expensive and the value of it. You know, like for instance, a car, you're going to up your insurance to make sure that it's covering that vehicle you
right.
have.
Yeah.
You're going to get the right coverage. The same thing with a phone. If you don't have a good case for your phone, you might want to go invest one. And I'm not talking about an OtterBox. That's not a good case. You should check in with phone repair places to see what is the best type of case. Because sometimes a simple gel bumper case can be as more effective than you'll get with an OtterBox. 90% of my repairs are OtterBoxed phones.
Wow. And they have the reputation of being, oh, go get an OtterBox. You'll be great, you know.
Yes, but I like the LifeProof cases. Mm-hmm. They seem to last a lot longer.
Yeah, so, and you meant the same thing when we were talking around Christmas time about buying TVs, particularly at Black Friday and some of that stuff. Go talk to the guys who have to fix the TV to say, you know, this one, I never see it. It doesn't come in. Or this one, don't buy this one because it's a nightmare to repair and they always break.
Exactly, you know? And that's a smart way to do it.
Okay, so again, talk to the guys that actually repair the phones, and of course, you have to keep up on every model of nearly every brand that's out there.
Every brand, and there's a lot of them. When people come in and they say, well, I've got a phone I need to get. It's an HTC. I need to get a screen replacement. Well, which HTC model is it?
It's the one I got.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I have 150 of them right here, HTCs.
Yeah.
I can scroll through. I need to know which model it is to give you a quote, because some of them are $150, some of them are $600.
Exactly. You know, I have to, you know, garbage in, garbage out, and it certainly works for phones.
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll check in with Charles Mall and get some more advice for you. And, of course, as always, your phone calls. We invite them. Okay, give us a call if you have a technology question. And, again, we'll give you the best available advice over the phone or over the radio this morning on K1.
Did you know that even a newer furnace can have a cracked heat exchanger causing carbon monoxide to seep into your home, putting you and your family at risk? Let the pros at Ernest Heat and Air give your system a full 26-point checkup to make sure it's ready for winter, and they'll leave you with a form to receive a $30 rebate from ONG. Plus, you'll have the peace of mind that your family is safe and your furnace is operating with maximum efficiency. For all your heating, air conditioning needs and promotional details, call Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, located at 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
I'm visiting with Brandon Huff from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets. Brandon, tell me what Bartlesville Custom Cabinets is all about.
The bulk of our business is custom cabinets for whether it's new homes, remodels, do-it-yourselfers, anybody in the market for some sort of cabinet in their house, whether it's bathrooms, kitchens, entertainment centers, office cabinets, or the whole house. We do new home constructions, and that's our main line.
Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, providing all your cabinet needs. 398681 West 2400 Road. Call 918-440-5981 to get a free estimate on your new project.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Inviting your phone calls this morning on K1. Give us a tech question or just check in with the guys. If you're not even sure where their businesses are, you know, that's a valid question. Give us a call and we'll get some information out there for you. Charles Mall Tech, the village going on in downtown Dewey, and I know people have to be coming in because you got a list of things you've been working on this week.
Yeah, it seemed like the request this week has been a lot of on just remedial education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talking about the basic stuff like formatting and things that are just, you know, you would consider simple things, but lot of people have kind of skipped those things. They're ready to go on to more advanced functions, mm-hmm. either on their phone or on yeah. their iPad or on their computers. But there's a lot of simple things that you stumble at, you know, if you all of a sudden try to find things. And we, like, for example, there's just so many different kinds of word processors. I got exposed to one yesterday that I'd never used before, but some things had disappeared, mm-hmm. and trying to find those, and then having somebody try to explain, okay, well, this is what it looked like before, and you know, how does it look like now is different, and trying to make those adjustments, it's just like, you know, you just have, it's just a lot of trial and error.
Well, and of course, there are the major brands of word processing programs, and I won't run down that whole list, but I think the listeners probably know most of them. And then you'll find something that gets installed on a computer because a friend recommended, I use this one, why don't you try it? And all of a sudden, you find something that, in this case, you've never seen that one before.
Yeah, well, they're just so functional. I mean, the number of things you could do, like in a word processor now, mm-hmm. is just a humongous list of features. I mean, if you're an author, you know, you can write your book and yep. do all the formatting, do everything you need to do. But, you know, getting into the details is kind of the
challenge. And some of them will hook up to the audio card so you can, you know, get the microphone hooked up and speak it in. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, why not?
Yeah, there are a lot of different options for that kind of thing. So, but anyway, that was kind of one of my requests, because one thing that I try to do at the IT Village is early on, it's like I start off at about 10, 20 miles an hour, like going through a school zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want people to come in and feel welcome and not feel like they have any insignificant questions. Because a lot of people, like I say, just remedial things, simple things on how to get past this or that, you got to get past them. Because if you try to skip those, you know, they just slow you down the road.
Yeah. Well, this is Listener Participation Radio, and I think we have a caller. Let's go to the lines. Good morning. You are on K1 Tech Talk. What can we do for you this morning? Well, apparently they didn't want to stick around afterwards. Anyway, we'll go ahead and continue with that. But if you do have a question for us, give us a call, 918-336-1400. And so it's a matter of, you know, it comes down to the same thing we did in school math, you know, don't skip a step.
Yes, the basics. You got to get the basics under your belt. And I'm going to start focusing on that on my regular little tutorial, because I'm getting ready to get some webinars and I'm going to broadcast out of there here soon.
Okay, let's try this again. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you all today?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I got a question about a smart TV that I have. I have a 46-inch Vizio smart TV. I received this from a neighbor. They were upgrading a new TV, and they were moving at the same time. The TV works great, picture's great, sounds great. I got a problem with the remote, and they explained to me that it's not with the remote itself, it's with the remote receiver inside the TV. It does not work. It will not receive a signal at all. They told me that they tried to call around town, different repair shops, explain the problem, and nobody wanted to mess with it. And I wanted to know if that was an easy fix, or if one of your tech guys could have a look at it, or
That's not a difficult fix at all. In fact, if you can write down the model number of the television on the back of your TV, there's a little tag, and that tag has the model number. It'll say, if it's a 42 inch, did you say? It'll say 42 LX whatever the model is. If you'll write right. that down, and then call my shop at 918-876-2921. Then I can take and look up that part, which is not that expensive. It's usually just a small little piece that goes in there, and we can get scheduled to get you in, and it's not an expensive repair to get that swapped out.
Well, that's good to know. I told him, well, you know, that's no big deal. I'm not lazy. I can get on my chair and turn it up or down, channels or whatever, you know, but it'd be nice to have the remote also.
Sure, and it's not an expensive
fix. The remote is kind of funny to me, because on one side of the remote is all your TV functions, and on the other side of the remote, on the back side, is like a keyboard. And I don't own a computer or anything, and this TV has all kinds of HDMI hookups on the back, and I didn't quite understand all that. But basically, I'm just using it for, visual audio, you know, on TV.
Sure.
But I just like to use the remote, and they told me that nobody in town would even, they explained the problem, and nobody wanted to mess with it.
No, it's not a big problem. In fact, it wouldn't cost you all that much to get that fixed. If you could write that model number down, call me. I'll find the part for you, which is not that expensive, and we'll see if we can get you fixed up right away.
Okay, I'll turn it around and get that model number, and hopefully I can call you back on the air and give it to you, and we'll go from there, and I'll give you my number back, too.
That sounds great.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call this morning. Okay, we are here to solve your technology problems, and if it has to take a call back, it has to take a call back. And, Charles, I want to get back to you in just a minute, but on those smart TVs, you've mentioned those before. You work on those frequently.
I do, and I get a lot of those. In fact, I find a lot of them in trash cans, believe it or not.
Really?
Because people get frustrated with them, and they throw them in the trash because they'll shut down and not turn back on. In fact, you won't get anything except for a flashing logo. And what people don't understand is that TV is not bad. There's nothing wrong with that television. In fact, after a power storm or something where you've lost power, the TV has to reset itself. It has a software base in it.
Okay.
So sometimes when you turn it on, you have to let that logo toggle for like 5 to 10 minutes while it's updating this information. And it's in your manual, but people throw those manuals away. They don't read that stuff. And so you just let that TV sit. I had one in my shop that was a 55-inch that I just let sit there, went off and did some other work, and I came back a little while later, and that flashing between the white and the amber turned to amber, which means it's ready to turn on. Kicked the TV on, the picture came up beautifully, but this was in a trash can. It's an $1,800 television.
Wow.
So I always tell people with smart TVs, because they're computers and televisions, you got to think a little bit, give them some time to catch up. And this man's experiencing a problem that probably is very, it's just a common problem of losing an IR.
Okay. So, again, give us a call if you have a question. Smart TVs, sometimes kind of the old thing, you got to be smarter than the box sometimes. Charles Mull, you were talking about, particularly in this case, I think it was a word processor that, people skip a step, whether it's the TV or installing software or just going through and using the software right.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, one thing that Charles and I have in common is, you know, we don't mind taking time for people to work on these little trivial things, which, you know, are not so trivial for people that are facing these problems. And having the time to do that is kind of a catch-22 for us, because we have so much time that we have in a day, and we can't spend it all with one person.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, when it gets off into conversations that are more chit-chat, you know, because as the day progresses, like I tried to describe earlier, we start off, it's like going through a school zone. You're going about 20 miles an hour. And for us, it's the same way. It's really getting ramped up. But as the day goes along, I mean, now by the mid-afternoon, we're going like 90 miles an hour. And having those conversations are more of a challenge for us, because we have some, you know, our day now is becoming limited.
Yeah.
And so we have to work that balance out as to how much time we really personalize the attention for the individuals and the time that we really have to get our tech work done, because some of it doesn't involve people. It's just machines.
Yes, and we get that a lot. I get it. This week I've had it probably Tuesday was my worst day. In fact, if you could do a reboot, I wished I could have rebooted and got up in a different day. But that was my day. It took me, normally, which would take me an hour and a half maybe to get into an iPad and do a repair, it took me 6 hours to do that one iPad, because of the people flowing in the door asking questions. And I don't have other people to run my counter. I need to probably someday do that so I could get some work done. But honestly, you know, some, and they were just trivial questions, just dumb things. But, you know, I do try to help people. And one of the things that, and I know you do this too, Charles, you'll do anything to help someone, but these little remotes that you have for your keychains, it opens the doors on your car.
Right.
I do repair those, and I know some of them are $100 to order a new one.
And I assume some of those are as simple as, and you may not actually do this, but as simple as changing out a battery.
Well, yeah, but if it electronically, sometimes they get broken inside. Right. I repaired a couple of them this week, and I charged the customer $25. It didn't take me but a few minutes to fix it, but it's not something they could have done.
Right.
But it saved them, because they went down here to try to get one from the auto dealer, and it was $110 or something.
I can well
like
believe
that.
It, yeah.
So I do fix that kind of stuff, but to sit and talk about it for an hour or two is wasting my time. If you come in, just drop it off and say, it's not working, can you check it out? And then I'll get back with you. That's, I do that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
It's okay.
Charles said it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, instead of trying to cater to the masses like the big guys do, we're just the opposite. We're here to work with the local people, you know, get you on down the road. And like I say, it kind of address those roadblocks so that they're not such obstacles.
Well, I think we all feel that we are the most important customer in the door in front of your face at the time, and we are. But it's a matter of, I can use my time to hear what you have to say that's important on fact, and then go fix your problem, or I can stand here and talk about the weather to you. So
that's right. Sure.
And we have another call, and good morning. You're on K1 Tech Talk. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, sir. I was wanting to call about the TV question just a minute ago.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And I do have the model number for the gentleman.
Okay. Do you have a...
I've got it right here.
Okay, you could go for the model number. Go ahead.
Okay, this was a Vizio 46-inch flat screen with the remote problem. The model number is M470SV. And I have the item number also if you need it.
Is that a V or a B at the end?
A V as in Victor.
As in Victor, okay. Got it.
And I'm going to be working next week, but I can give you my phone number and you can call me back and I can do something about it then.
Yeah, go ahead and give us that phone number.
It's 918-397-2625.
Okay, my friend. And what was your first name?
My first name is Robert.
Robert, I will be giving you a call and we'll see if we can get you taken care of.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Robert. And I'll tell you, we are here for individualized solutions, and that's about as individual as we can get, I think.
Yes.
918-336-1400, about 4 minutes left to go. I want to at least mention people can actually see you face-to-face tonight. Of course, they can see you at the store anytime, but you're going to be over in Nowata tonight, right?
Yes, we're doing, I play music with Corky Davis and the Cowboy Swing.
Yeah.
And we have a great swing band. In fact, our name is getting around to where we're being heard all over. We've got people coming from all the way out at the edge of Oklahoma to hear us tonight because they're interested in having us in their theater. So you could bring your family to a nice local event. If you have nothing to do tonight, we're in Nowata at the little Jack Ellis Theater, which is right on Main Street down there on 114 South Maple. And you can come in and hear our band play tonight, and it's a great family event. It only costs $10 to get in per adult, and then kids under 12 are free, but bring your family down there where they have a snack bar, food, and we're going to put on a nice little concert.
Okay, we have another call. Good morning, caller. You're on Tech Talk. What can we do for you this morning?
This for me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a question. We heard that Cable One is switching over to digital stuff in April. How do we tell if our television is digital?
You can find out if your television has a DT signal by the back of it. If you have any HDMI cables, that'll tell you if it's digital ready.
Because we do have the HD on them, but look on the back and look for what, please?
Yeah, the HDMI. If you have HDMI inputs on the back of your TV, it's HD ready.
The socket is similar to the plug that you would get like for a network cable on a TV. It's a little wider than that, but it's similar to that.
Yes,
that.
And it'll say HDMI on the ports on the back of your television that you can plug into. And you should have an HDMI 1 or an HDMI 2. But if you have that, it's already digital ready.
Okay, super. And I just now tuned you guys in. Where do I get a hold of you folks at your shops? Will you announce that again?
I'll tell you what, we're down to about 2 minutes in the program, so I'm getting ready to get them to talk about their shops here in just a minute. Anything else we can do for you on the phone, and then I'll let you get back to the air signal, and we'll talk about their shops.
Absolutely not. You answered my question. I'm definitely going to listen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Glad you found us. And we're here every Saturday morning talking technology on K1 with Charles Mall and Charles Miller. And let's start with the Dewey location this morning. Charles Mall, where is your IT village?
It's at 322 East Don Tyler, right downtown, catty corner from the post office.
And you are there different hours of the day. Sometimes
pretty much every morning now.
Yeah. And if necessary, I know in the afternoons I'm not going to promise you make house calls, but you are out and around the community doing other
things. That's right. It's pretty much by appointment only.
Okay. So IT Village, downtown Dewey on Don Tyler, in the former location of the Peters True Value Hard Store.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's the IT Village. Charles Miller, rather, NBR Electronics, you're downtown Bartlesville.
Yes, I'm downtown right across from the IC building of ConocoPhillips, and it's downtown between 5th and 6th Street on Keeler in the professional building.
Okay.
You can't miss me. I have a sign right on the window out there and usually says open.
And, well, we know of at least one TV you're going to be working on in the near future.
Yes.
But, Charles, you do you're more on the hardware side of things. You do software, yes. But you're more on the hardware side of things.
And my software, again, is limited because I've been out of that technology for a long time.
Yeah.
Charles takes over there,
yeah.
And I do the hardware end of it.
And Charles Moll, while you do hardware, you're more on the software side
of things. That's correct. It's more software than anything else.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you very much. I know we've answered some questions because we've had them on the air, and I know we've answered a few more that people did not call in. News on the way next on K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News, I'm Gary Knott.